According to history.com, Jim Crow laws were a collection of state and local statutes that legalized racial segregation. Named after a black minstrel show character, the laws, which existed for roughly about 100 years from the post-Civil War era until 1968, were meant to marginalize African Americans. Now, there are three benchmark legislations which most individuals widely recognize as focusing on regarding the end of Jim Crow, and that was the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and the Fair Housing Act of 1968. As such, anyone born between 1965 to 1976, or Generation X, would have come of age during a time when legal segregation was technically outlawed. Even though segregation was no longer legal, feelings of racism and bigotry was still prominent throughout the country. And more importantly, preparing to deal with these feelings can be difficult, especially when it comes to preparing your children.
In the know. Good evening, everyone.
Welcome to another edition of In the Know. I am your host, Tony Reeves.
Following the news in any way, shape, or form. No shortage of things to talk about. What did it mean? What will it bring? This is a reality we simply have to accept.
And today, I want to share with you one of my early experiences, and I want to talk to you about what happened to me as a Gen Xer and being exposed to bigotry and racism for the very first time at a very young age. All right, so I'm going to share my age a bit. Born in 1969, I grew up in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, which is in the rural south of southeastern Arkansas back in the 1970s and the 1980s. As I've previously mentioned in other podcasts as well as other videos, my generation, Generation X, was one of the earliest classes, if not the first, to go from kindergarten to 12th grade in integrated classes in my hometown. As a result, I had quite a few black friends, as well as quite a few white friends. Now, growing up in an integrated society at the time was considered my norm, despite the fact that I was living in the Deep South, that literally was only a few years removed from Jim Crow and racial segregation. In other words, I grew up at a time where I did not have the same experiences that my mother had. As such, growing up in an integrated society meant that there were aspects of discrimination and racism that I would not experience. However, racism was still prominent in my community, and unfortunately, at a very young age, I found myself being exposed to racism and bigotry. So let me take you back. This is how it happened. So I was around 7 years old, 7 or 8 years old at the time, and I would routinely play with another white child at his apartment. Lived in an apartment, so going over there and playing with kids like this wasn't uncommon. He would always have the coolest toys. And so like any kid, I would regularly go to his apartment to hang out with him and play with his toys. Now, early on, I never really fully understood why his mother would never let me in their apartment. But at that age, I didn't care. I got a chance to play with a guy I considered was a friend, and he had all the cool toys, so I got a chance to play with the cool toys. Unfortunately, one day that all changed. One day when I went to visit him, he said something very disturbing. In his words, he said, "My mother said, I cannot play with you anymore because you are black." Now, for me, I was confused, and I'm sure I said something, but I don't remember exactly because in my mind, it did not matter. What mattered was that he and I played with each other so regularly, literally almost every other day, and since I didn't do anything specific, I could not wrap my brain around or actually understand why we couldn't play with each other anymore. And what did my color have to do with it? And the saddest part is, unfortunately, that day would mark the last day that he and I would ever speak to each other again. Now, like I said, this happened, I was about seven or eight, so this was in the 70s, and this was really sad. And in one word, it was tragic. In one brief moment, two children's ages of innocence were shattered. Unfortunately, the world is a cruel reality teacher, and in that day, both he and I were the unfortunate students of this lesson being taught. I share this distress, this point, and to thank you for tuning in as always, to let you know that even though we make change progressively with regards to various legislation and so forth, that there are times that even though legislation may change, hearts and minds take a little while longer. And also remember, despite your best effort, the world may teach your children a lesson about the harsh realities earlier than you would like. Just make sure you let them know that you are there to listen, and most importantly, to discuss those lessons so that they can learn from them. As always, I'm Tony Reeves. I want to thank you for tuning in. And I also want to thank you, our listening audience, for following this program. If you have Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, just type in "my name is Reeves" and I'll be more than happy to get back at you. With that again, my name is Reeves. I'm Tony Reeves. And as always, I have to ask you one question. Are you ready for the Anthony Reeves Experience? And make sure you stay in the know.